Hello, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris here on Audioboo FM, and it's January the 3rd, 2013. And it's approaching 7 p.m. GMT here in the UK. And today is an anniversary. It's a 40th anniversary, and it's the 40th anniversary today of my father's death. My father died on January the 3rd, 1973, just before my 6th birthday. My birthday's in March. And I did an audiobook on this some time ago under the title of A Day in the Life. And today, like I say, is the 40th anniversary of his death. And I've been thinking about this today because my brother is staying with me. And my brother's birthday is tomorrow, and he'll be 42 tomorrow. So my father died the day before my brother's second birthday. And I was sharing this with you because we've just had a wonderful time of Christmas, and we've just celebrated the new year. And as I celebrate these things and remember these things, I also remember the personal tragedy in my own family, especially for my mother, when in 1972, she celebrated Christmas with my father and excited about a new child, my brother, who would be approaching his second birthday, and myself, who was five. And then looking forward to the new year and celebrating the new year, January the 1st, 1973. And looking forward to thinking ahead to my brother's birthday on January the 4th. So lots of things to celebrate. And my mother and father had gone out that evening to the local cinema together to watch a film. They had some babysitters in for myself and my brother. And they went to watch a film. And they watched the film Shane, based on a Western, a novel. You may have heard of it. It's quite a famous book and a famous film now. I can't remember who starred the actor. Quite a famous actor in his day. But they came back from the film in the evening having a good night out. And I think it was their first time out after the Christmas period, alone, without the children, without myself and my younger brother. And my father, as was his wont, would go for a bath in the evening. And as was his wont, he would also fall asleep in the bath. But on this day, 40 years ago, he didn't wake up from that sleep. And my mother found him in the bath and couldn't wake him. And that was the start of a lot of troubles, really. My mother had already had a pretty tough time of it. She was previously married to a guy who was quite abusive. And I have half-brothers and sisters from that marriage, who I get along with fine. But it is acknowledged that their father, my mother's first husband, was quite abusive, or very abusive, really. And my mother left him, and at that time had to leave the children because my mother left the family home. She wasn't the breadwinner. She was the, in those days, she stayed at home to look after the children while the man about the house went to work. And in those days, of course, it was the man about the house who would keep the children. Things changed over the years, and it's now common practice for the woman to have automatic rights to children, although that's changing too, so I'm not going too into the politics of that. But my mother left that home, left that environment, left her children, and subsequently met my father. And my father at the time was separated from his wife. He was married also. Going for a divorce, but his wife was contesting this all the way. And met my mother. And they had 8 years together in which I and my brother were produced, conceived and all that, and had a very happy time of it. So from my mother's tragedy from her first marriage to meeting my father, it was a joy. They were in love. My mother, you know, always says that it was the love of her life. And so after, like I said, after the Christmas events and the new year, to be faced with this and my brother's upcoming birthday the next day to celebrate, to find the man of your dreams dead in the bath wasn't a particularly nice experience for her. And this eventually pushed my mother over the edge. Not just this itself, but the surrounding things that happened because, like I say, my mother and father weren't married. They were waiting for the divorce to come through, which was due to come through in the April of that year, in April of 73, where my father's statutory 10 years of a contested divorce, it would mean that he was able to get the divorce after 10 years. His wife, I have to call her a wife because he was still legally married to her, never granted him a divorce. And although, like I say, He was separated from her before he met my mother. She never let it go, his wife. So when my mother not only had found my father dead in the bath, she had two children to bring up. She also had the added problems of the ex-wife coming in and taking everything off my mother, the house that my father had bought, the car, the savings in the accounts, everything, because legally it was she was entitled to it. The one mistake my father did make was not to make a will. Had he have made a will, those assets would have been protected for my mother and for us, myself and my brother. In fact, the only thing that was left from my father was a small trust fund set up for myself and my brother. And my mother couldn't even access that. My mother was left with the toolkit out of the back of my father's car. That was it. That was all she was allowed to have as a memento, as a memory. That was the only thing his wife, my father's estranged wife of 10 years, almost 10 years, would let my mother have as a memory, as a keepsake. So as you can imagine, this drove my mother over the edge, really. She suffered a depression. And as I've already mentioned before, in a previous boo, this took her into the mental health care system, and myself and my brother were fostered for 2 years until my mother was well enough, deemed well enough to come and look after us again. So this time 40 years ago was the day my father died and my brother's father died. In fact, my brother's here now, and Robert, say hello.
Hello.
That's my brother Robert, who's, like I say, staying with me at the moment. And it's Robert's birthday tomorrow, so I should be able to record a slightly happier boo, hopefully. But it isn't a sad boo, it's just a memory boo. And it's always there at the back of your head, you know, this idea that there's something can be missing. And as I look at my own son, Oliver, who's 13 in February, I know the relationship I have with him. And my brother has a son too, and it would be difficult to imagine a situation for my son to grow up without a father. I would know how much it would hurt him. But my son is older, and I miss the relationship I could have had with my father only based on the relationship I have with my son. And so it's not really something I pine over, but it's something that I can see that I can miss. And so there we go. 40 years ago to this day, January 3rd, 1973, my father died. Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.